AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, a veteran combat commander tapped as the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Sagar Magani has this from the Pentagon.
It's the third time President Barack Obama has picked General Joe Dunford for a top post after naming him the Afghan war commander and then Marine commandant.
I know Joe. I trust him.
Dunford's only been the top Marine for 6 months, and this promotion is the latest in a fast-track career that saw him go from one-star to four-star general in about 3 years. Dunford's expected to easily gain Senate confirmation to succeed General Martin Dempsey, whose 4 years as chairman will end in the fall. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack when two gunmen tried to shoot their way into a Texas civic center that was exhibiting cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. That is from the group's Al Bayan Radio. Former FBI terrorism expert Clint Watts says the militant group seems to be following an Al-Qaeda blueprint.
Where it was do-it-yourself jihad, stay where you're at, conduct attacks at home. And while that sounds great and it makes a lot of news stories, in aggregate, it is a self-defeating strategy.
The two gunmen were shot dead by police after they opened fire with assault-style rifles, wounding a security guard. Authorities in Florida say a ruse to get a man's fingerprints led to his arrest as a convicted killer who escaped an Ohio prison farm and disappeared for 56 years. Brevard County deputies say the U.S. Marshals Service in Ohio sought their help to check out the man while chasing leads about Frank Freshwaters, an Akron man who had escaped in 1959. Brevard County says they tricked the man into signing papers and used those prints to match with the missing man. This is AP Radio News. The jury in the Boston Marathon bombing trial hears about the bomber's family life.
Johar Tsarnaev's lawyers are painting a picture of a dysfunctional family life when he was a child. Parents diagnosed with mental illness. A psychiatrist testifying that Tsarnaev's father had PTSD after being tortured in a Russian camp during the Russian-Chechen War in the 90s. Tsarnaev's lawyers also claim that Tsarnaev was heavily influenced by his volatile, now-dead brother Tamerlan. Taken together, they hope it's enough to persuade the jury to give him life without parole rather than death. I'm Rita Foley.
California water regulators say very little water was conserved in March, and they blame local officials in part for not being aggressive enough in cracking down on waste. Governor Jerry Brown wants a 20% reduction in water use because of the extreme drought. So far, that usage has fallen by less than 10% since last summer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.